Thank you for tuning in to the Fitness Business Secrets podcast. We make these episodes because we want to see fitness business owners win. We want to see you help more people. We're on a mission to collectively coach 1 million people per day to reach their health and fitness goals. Now, guys, we make these episodes for free, and we only have one thing that we ask from you. If you get value from today's episode, please share it with someone else in the fitness community. Let's dive into today's episode.
What's up, guys, and welcome to today's episode of Fitness Business Secrets. I'm your coach, Brad Bedford, and today we're going to be speaking about how to make the most out of your leads. And it's something that's coming up more and more often as we see, you know, the cost of leads starting to go up in the marketplace and really dialing in with our clients of how to make sure we get the most out of our leads. Now, obviously, there's multiple ways to bring leads into your business, and we're not going to speak too much about that today, but more about how we can make sure that we get people through that pipeline once they actually become a lead. Because as we know, there's many levels during the process that a lead may fall off, and there's certain things we can do throughout that process to increase our chances of actually getting them through the pipeline and more likely to actually get onto a consultation or onto a phone call if we're doing phone sales. So let's start off with, first of all, we obviously have someone that either becomes a lead either through paid marketing or through organic marketing channels. So first of all, they come in as a lead. Now, the next thing we want to do, obviously, once someone becomes a lead, is try to get them booked in for either a consultation over the phone or face-to-face. So I want you to think about what you're currently doing to increase the likelihood of you getting that person from becoming a lead to actually becoming a consultation. So there's a couple of things that I would do. And first and foremost, speed is going to be king here. So if we can get someone to ideally opt in by themselves to getting onto a call, that would be amazing, or into a consultation, that would be amazing. Or we need to obviously call them as fast as possible. So how can we set up systems or processes to actually get people to opt in as fast as they can to the consultation process? So there's a couple of different automations that you may want to use. Now, if you're doing obviously everything manually, you can use Zapier. You can make sure you get a text message when a lead comes in that comes straight through to your phone. If you're using automations, you can use softwares like ACR to drop voice messages to your prospect's number, or auto dial as well if you have those options available. So how can we get the prospect to book in as fast as possible? First and foremost, that is the big one. The second thing is, once they've actually booked in for a consultation, there's several things that can happen from here. So once they're booked in from a consultation, they can no-show, they can cancel, they can reschedule, or they can show up to the appointment. Okay, so now we need to look through our process. What can we do to actually increase the likelihood that a prospect wants to show up to the consultation process? Okay, so what I like to do, first of all, is make sure you have some automatic reminders set up at the time of them booking the consultation. So you want an email reminder as soon as they book in for a consultation. You also want a confirmation text message to get sent out when that person books in for a consultation. Now, there's also certain things you can do other than just the reminder automations and the confirmation automations, but some things that I really like is testimonials. So sending clients testimonials of people that may be in a similar situation to them that are looking to move forward in the process. So for example, if you're running ads for Fit Over 50 females, I would send testimonials for women who are over 50 who have, you know, dropped 5 or so kilos doing your program to help the prospect understand that this program is for them. It does get results for people like them. So testimonials. What can you, what else can you send them that may be beneficial for them? It may be, you know, a voice message the morning of, hey, it's Brad here from, you know, the Body Consultants. Just wanted to send you a quick message to let you know I'm really excited to meet you this afternoon. If you do get lost or you can't find us, feel free to give me a text message or a call and I can come out the front and meet you. So there's a range of different things that we can do. See, testimonials, reminder text message and things like that are always going to help increase the likelihood of someone actually showing up to the consultation. But I want this podcast or this video, if you're watching it, to be thought-provoking. I want you to think, what can I do in my business to actually increase the likelihood of someone showing up for this appointment, of someone showing up for this phone call? Because again, if they don't show up to the consultation, we can't actually speak to them about their goals and then help them move forward and actually get them to join our program. So you may have some thoughts coming up. Just think about it. It needs to add value to your prospect. It needs to help them move through the process. And then the last one is, once someone actually gets to a consultation, how do we increase our likelihood of actually converting that person into a paid member? So the first one, obviously, you know that I'm going to say is make sure that you have a script. You need to have a sales script. For any consultation process, there needs to be a script, because scripts allow us to take someone through a process and get a predictable outcome. But there may be a range of other things that you think could be useful inside of your business to help you during that consultation process. Now, one thing I know that I did when I was first selling face-to-face inside of the gym, I had a wall of testimonials behind me, a wall of testimonials of all sorts of people that joined our facility that just helped build up that authority of, these guys really know what they're doing. They've helped so many people. I also had at the table, which is where people would wait before they'd actually come and speak to me, I had a booklet full of before and after photos that clients had worked with us, all their before and after photos. So they're just some things that I did. And obviously, practicing the script and getting better at, obviously, the consultation process all helped as well. So like I said, you don't always need to have more leads coming into your business. If you're getting 10 leads a week at the moment and only getting, you know, one or two sales, what can you do at each step along that pipeline to increase the amount of people that actually get to the consultation process? So it's not always, hey, I need to go from 10 leads to 15 leads per week. It could be, I need to stay at 10 leads, but I need to make sure I get the most out of every level of this process to get as many people to consultation that I can. Now, if we can just manage to get one more person each week through to that consultation process, that will make a massive difference at the end of the month and an even bigger difference at the end of the year. So if you are in sales or you're looking after the marketing and sales inside of your fitness business, I want you to sit down today, have a think, how can you increase the likelihood of showing up, someone showing up to that consultation process? What are you currently doing and what can you improve on that? Or what do you have to add into your process to get more people to actually show up for their consultation and join your business so you can actually help them make a difference in their life? Guys, hopefully you found that really useful. If you did, please head over, join our free Facebook group, Fitness Business Secrets, where we produce content like this for you guys completely free to help you grow your gym. And if you are watching this live inside of our paid group, then please leave a comment. I'd love to know your thoughts of the biggest takeaways below.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. In the description below, there's a link where you can join our free Facebook group where we produce longer form content and give away valuable resources to help your fitness business grow. There's also 6 of our best downloaded resources, so go below and check it out now. And guys, we make these episodes for free for you. Make sure that you've taken notes and you're ready to take action. And if it added value to your life, to your business, please share it with someone else in the fitness community.